Today we're going to talk about Donald Trump's huge spending plans and why we should still vote for him. Why we should vote for him. First of all, I have to say, I did not know that there was such a 50 cent reformed niche. I didn't realize how much reform folk like the 50 cent. That show yesterday did far better than any show I've ever done in recent memory. And I just have to say thank you. So if you know any more stories that fit into the business, economics, finance, economic policy niche that has to do with a rapper, send it my way. Because apparently you guys love to hear about rappers. And you know what? I have to be honest, I do too. 50 Cent. In the club. That was a classic. I have so many of you guys commenting and sharing the show, talking about how much you love some of those shows and how often you dance to them and all that good stuff. I love it. It's wonderful. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, the 50 Cent Show specifically. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in the memo field. Get a sweet mug like that behind me. If you're watching, if you're not, I have a mug behind me. You can get it still, even if you're just watching or listening. And you'll get tons of other benefits. You'll be supporting us to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of our life. I got my 2021 Fight Laugh Feast conference shirt, The Politics of Sex. That's going to be next year's conference. I cannot wait. It's going to be phenomenal. But go support us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus so you can stay on the air, so we can continue to put on great content. You'll be blessed. We'll be blessed. And new users will be blessed. New listeners will be blessed as well. A couple notes. I've been on a podcast, Dead Men Walking podcast. I believe that show was released, or a clip of it was released. I shared it on my How to Build a Tent Facebook page and on my Facebook page for myself, my private one. That's not really private because anyone wants to, be my friend. I usually confirm them. I have a few rules, some qualifying rules, but other than that, I'll accept you. I don't know why I feel like I'm kind of having this smooth AD sound. I watched that one today. It was really funny. It was good. You always got to check out AD Robles on YouTube. He puts out shows like three times a day or some nonsense like that, or at least he used to. And then also, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, guys. I was listening to the Founders Ministry podcast, which I think is called The Sword and the Trowel, Tom Askell, Jared Longshore. They had Vody Bachum on. Man, when those two guys or three guys get together, good things happen. They really do. And I would love to see more of it. I'm just saying. I would love to say more on that. I would love to see more of those guys getting together and doing some work, doing some great things for the kingdom of God. I love those guys over there. But I was listening to Vody Bachum almost like two-thirds of the way through the podcast. He was talking about how people are calling him. They're calling him and telling him to make a statement against us. Sweet, lovable, fight, laugh, feast. Commentaries. We're not commentaries. What are we? Commentators. That's what I was looking for. Oh, my goodness. And this guy in Zambia, Africa, who I don't know if he's even met any of us before, is being asked by people to make a statement against us, our Fight, Laugh, Feast network and conference, which is why I have the conference, 2021, Politics of Sex. And let me tell you something. It was really encouraging to me. I was just thinking about this. And it's such a blessing to be rooted and grounded in the Lord, in the biblical foundation, and finding our confidence in Him, finding our assurance in Him, and not in man, not in any other thing of this world, but in Christ alone. Because when you find out that there are people trying to go after you and get other people that are allies of yours, that are people that are on the same page as you, that don't even know you, that are off in Africa doing your thing over there, wanting him to make a statement against us, a lot of people could get a little upset about that. They could get a little angry. They could get a little nervous. Well, who's really coming after us? And who's going to be bad-mouthing us? And who's plotting against us? Yeah, I didn't feel that at all. when I was listening to that. I actually got really joyful because that means we're making an impact. And the enemy, whoever you are, and, you know, thankfully, Vody Bakum is a man of principle and didn't do that. He's a great guy. I don't know him personally, but just listening to him and what he's talking and the things he's been through and his resolve and his integrity and all that stuff, you just know he's a great guy without even having to talk to him. But when those things happen, you just get to be joyful, baby. You get to be joyful because the enemy has no power and authority over us beyond what God has given them. And they may try to fight. They may get a few licks in, but it's all under the providence of God. And so we can have peace about it and we can be joyful about it and not be worried, not be nervous, not be scared, not be upset, which is what, in fact, I am playing this out as. I don't feel nervous. I don't feel upset. I'm not worried at all. I'm just thankful that God is using us and it's making people nervous, and it should. You know, walking in the Spirit and doing what the Lord has for us should make people nervous. It's not all comfy. Comfy comf. It's not the comfy comf. Yeah, I don't know why I said the comfy comf. Did you hear that? Yeah. I just asked my wife. She's in the office. She always makes fun of me for my weird dad conversations. This show is not brought to you by Tylenol, like what I'm sharing right now. But it's an article, and they're advertising on Tylenol. McConnell urges White House not to make coronavirus deals with Pelosi. And there's two things I really want to draw from this article. Is one, this is really good business advice, guys. I know it's already been 7 minutes in. I've gone on a rant. I'm sorry. I just do that from sometimes. I just do that. I don't know what to say. But this is a great principle that you should learn, not just in business, in your family life, in any kind of area that has multiple people in interest in it, hence politics. You know, and politics isn't just what you think about Republican Democrats, but it's the struggle for power and having authority. I believe it's a loose definition of it. But Mitch McConnell says, please don't strike a deal until after the election, which, by the way, it's really strange to me that he would want to wait till after the election if he would think, or if he's of the mind that he's going to have less leverage to make a deal to get what he wants. He would do one before the election. But obviously, he thinks the election is going his way if he's asking Steve Mnuchin and Donald Trump to wait till after the election. And the reason he gives, and this is the point that I really want us to take away from this, I'll pass all the nonsense of what I just said in my intro, is that it would interfere with the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. Now, you may be thinking, especially if you don't listen to politics, why does a bailout and spending bill have to do with Amy Coney Barrett? And why would it impact and hurt the chances? It's because politicians do this really well. And businesses and people negotiating don't do this so well all the time because they don't realize that this is true. Is that there is no isolated events. There's no isolated issues when it comes to negotiation, when it comes to making a deal, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to getting things done, guys. And Mitch McConnell, a seasoned politician who I don't always like, but Cocaine Mitch is pretty all right with me, knows this, that if you continue to start striking a deal for spending that has nothing to do with Amy Coney Barrett, well, there's going to be concessions. There's going to be asks in that negotiation for holding off on the confirmation of Amy, for voting certain people voting down, for a whole mess of things that I don't even know and I don't want to because I don't want to have to take a shower again because of how dirty politics is. I just don't want to do it. So I'm not going to go into the details of it, but this is a great principle for us to pull from this, is for two things, really, from the negative of being aware of the leverage that other people are going to have on us, on areas of our lives, areas of our business, areas of our careers that may not seem related, but can be dragged in and be compromised, or we might have to make concessions for, to be aware of that. And then on the flip side is using that for getting what you want of pooling a deal together, or coupling, or husbandering a deal together. And I was just thinking about it I think I told this story before, but it's applicable to this, is I ended up buying my new windows for my house from Lowe's. And Lowe's is unique from other window sellers. They don't just do windows. They do a lot of other things. And since I was making a big purchase on redoing my windows, I knew there was other things I wanted too. And so I was able to negotiate better deals for other products that had nothing to do with windows in the house, because I understood the negotiation for the windows was giving me leverage over other things that I wanted from Lowe's, but would have had to pay a higher price for them if I thought about them in individual context. But because in negotiations, there's nothing truly isolated and individual or by itself or siloed, that you can leverage and play negotiations of one thing off to get something else and to be advantageous for yourself. And so be thinking about that in any kind of negotiation you're going through, including employment contracts, including your salary, including your promotion. You could be using and leveraging multiple different things that traditionally you wouldn't think of because you don't understand the power of coupling and pulling different things together. So that is the point I wanted to make. And then finally, as we are closing, you might be saying, are you still going to vote for Donald Trump? And in the article, I guess I should say, I stopped sharing it if you're just listening, but I can have this good old memory of mine where I can loosely remember things. I'm being very sarcastic. My memory's pretty terrible. As Donald Trump is saying, I want to do a bigger deal than the 3 trillion or whatever trillion it was. It doesn't even matter anymore. Trillion, trillion, trillion. To the government, it doesn't matter. We're still spending out of our minds. He wants to do a bigger deal than Nancy Pelosi. And I wonder if people are going to push back on this and say, well, why are you voting for Trump if he's going to spend like this? Well, there's many reasons why I'm voting for Trump. But in this case, I'm still voting for him, irregardless of his poor spending. He's a populist. He's going to spend to make people happy. That's just what he is. He's not grounded in conservatism. He's probably not grounded in the Bible either. Although I know that they do have Bible studies at the White House, but I also know he has heretics as a spiritual advisor. So I'm just going to assume that he does not have a good biblical foundation. But it's a step in the right direction. And our enemies know this, and they've been successful at it. They've done it for over 120 years, starting when Woodrow Wilson. They call themselves this name, progressive, that they're taking small steps progressing to their end goal. And it's worked. Look at the tyranny that we're going through right now. Look at the progressive policies that we have, the spending that we have, where we are in a nation. The progressive strategy worked, which means it can work for conservatives too. We know the strategy works because we see it in our country with progressives, but it also can work the other way around in making us more conservative. And Donald Trump is definitely a step in the right direction. He's not perfect. I don't like most of the things, or not most. I don't like some of the things that he does. I don't like some of the things that he says. I don't like some of his past. I don't like a lot of his past. But he's a step closer to the goal of where I think our country should be than any other politician that has a viable chance of winning. And I'm employing the progressive strategy to progress towards the Constitution. See, the progressives by name are progressing. Their strategy is to progress towards totalitarianism and Marxism. And they're using Marxism to get to that totalitarian state. I want to not use the name. I don't want to be called progressive. But I want to use the strategy of progressives to progress towards the Constitution. And that is why I'm voting for Donald Trump, even though he's threatening to spend more money than even Nancy Pelosi wanted. It's because it's still a step closer than where we are now, to where I want to go. And you should vote for Trump too. Just saying. I'll talk to you tomorrow.